Welcome to the beginning of my next long-form fantasy series, a retelling of the Horde of the Dragon Queen D&D campaign. This series is told in 36 chapters, including the prologue. Throughout the reading, I will take some breaks for other short stories and poems along the way. Now, without further ado, please enjoy. Wings of Chaos. Prologue. A step in the right direction. Some say the fates are intertwined by destiny. Others attribute strange meetings and new friends as a plan of the gods. Curses, cultists, creationists, they all find their room in this world of magic. Evil, good, there are no rules to the moral perspective. It is said, nay, rumored in the halls of Istis, that those who live out tragedy are most easily found by the gods, who seek out mortal pain and make it their own. Some suspect it is cruelty, others boredom. But the most optimistic of beliefs is that they do it to feel something real, to create a bond with mortals and live out the lives of many, touching and loving. So, no matter which gods you choose, no matter your faith or lack thereof, the world carries on its platitudes of mystery and mysticism, blissfully unaware of the singular consciousness. Thousands of threads, millions of forces all converge, collide, and align. The best stories, however, begin in the simplest of places, at the start of the most terrible of times. That is then, predictably, where this one begins. Not a mark of one individual, but many. There was a silence as Shale crouched low behind a fallen tree and eyed the hulking figure nearby. She looked over at her companions, with one slender, dark-skinned finger over her lips. They pressed closer to the tree, eyes darting and faces stern. The creature was swinging its large, clawed hand through the cold mountain water that bubbled down the Cyanthar River, grunting with curiosity. It had hunched green shoulders displaying an appropriate number of boils and warts, and its hair was a stringy brown mess of greasy curtains around its thick, hawk-like nose. With a louder grunt, it speared a claw into the river and pulled up a flopping, skewered meal. With a short wave of her hand, Shale ushered her charges forward and they snuck past, heading back to the road as quietly as a group of scholars could. Once they reached the safety of the road, Fandir, one of the four men, passed a hand through his unkempt hair and nestled his book bag nearer to his chest. "I'm certainly glad we hired you," he sighed, checking back behind his shoulder to ensure the road was clear. "We undoubtedly would have been where that fish is now without your guidance." Shale smiled and gave a nod. "I take pride in knowing about the forests and lands in these parts. I'm happy to bring you to safety so you can continue your interesting work." Shale had little time for reading books and felt that lived experience could teach much surer than words on a page. But she still admired the man's commitment to research. Fandir smiled awkwardly and turned to consult with another of his companions. Shale watched the trees as they passed, but only the songs of birds in the darkening blue sky moved over them on their journey. With a heavy sigh, she thought about where her next few days would take her. Whispers of necromancers haunted her in the night, mere rumors, but ones she sought after. Red cloaks and strangled screams followed her darkest thoughts. Once they reached Candlekeep, Baragost would be her next destination. She had so many questions that remained unanswered. After nearly 2 years of nothing, she felt certain she was close to finding something, anything. "Guide me as I know you will," Shale whispered. "Sorry?" Menda, another of the bookish men, asked. Shale dropped her hand and turned to him. "Oh, it's nothing. Come, we only have a few hours until sunset." Several days later, Shale sat alone at a table in the far corner of the Burning Wizard, sipping on a strong ale and watching the few patrons of the inn laughing, conversing, and otherwise dropping coppers on various games. When her drink was finished, she rose to leave. She had spent a few days in Baragost and learned very little from the townspeople. It had been a fruitless journey, it seemed. Just as she reached the door to leave, a man pushed through from the other side. "Apologies, miss," he said, bowing his head as he held the door for her. She offered a smile, and the man paused. "You wouldn't happen to be Shale Domini, the woods guide?" "The very same," she said, stopping in the doorway and looking back. "Ah, then it is you I'm looking for. Are you for hire? The shopkeeper of Vines Brook suggested you might still be in town." Shale paused, taking in the man's appearance. He stood straight-backed in fine gray robes. As she stood, two younger men similarly dressed shuffled through the doorway to stand behind him. "I may be, actually," she said. "What is your destination?" The man's smile widened, and he graciously gestured for her to re-enter the tavern. "Please, sit. We will discuss." The four of them found a booth and sat. "My name is Leosin," he said, leaning in. "These two young men are Nazim and Bram, students of mine." As he made introductions, the two teens bowed their heads in turn. Nazim was short, broad, and dark-haired. Bram was his opposite in every way, with a thin frame, bony shoulders, and pale hair. "Shale Domini, as you already know," Shale introduced herself, touching two fingers to her right brow in greeting. "And where is it you are headed?" "We must travel to Green Nest. It's not a far journey, I know, but we would feel all the safer to have a guide with us. Time is of the essence, and we are not overly familiar with these lands." "Easy enough," she said, unfurling a worn map from her satchel and pointing to their location on the map. "It will take a 10-day at most if we travel on foot. Do you have a cart, horses, supplies?" "We have neither cart nor horse, but we will purchase our rations today if you would be willing to leave by tomorrow." "Tomorrow?" Shale paused, considering her map. It was a relatively short journey, and she had found only old news in Baragost. She rolled up the map and returned it to her satchel. "Very well, gentlemen, tomorrow it is. I would be more than happy to escort you, for a small sum, of course." "Yes, indeed. Will 15 gold suffice?" Leosin asked, pulling out a pouch and dropping it on the table between them. With a deft finger, Shale pulled the tie on the pouch and looked inside. The contents sparkled. "Paid upon delivery," he added. She nodded and touched two fingers to her brow again. Leosin returned the pouch to his belt. "I will see you on the outskirts of town at sunrise," Shale told them. "Bring bedrolls and enough food and water to sustain you, plus any other comforts you can carry on your backs. This will be a swift journey on foot." She eyed the three men in their thin monk robes. "Consider purchasing cloaks as well for warmth. The forest grows cold at night, and the season is late." Leosin stood and bowed to her. "Thank you again, Shale. We will see you soon." With that, he gestured for the boys to stand, and they all filed out of the Burning Wizard. After a few minutes, Shale followed them out, an anxious hand over her left forearm, and headed in the opposite direction. Listening to The Wings of Chaos by Alexis Fienendahl and based on the Horde of the Dragon Queen D&D campaign. For more stories written by me, you can visit my blog at alexisfienendahl.com or click the link provided in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening.